Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Uncladded, a space where we talk the truth, not judgment. Tonight, my brothers, it's not about you. The girls, they've been eyeing me a lot. So let's talk about something new. Tonight, brothers, we're going deep into something that many of us really understand, yet every woman will experience it. And what can that be? You know what? It's my birthday week, and also it's almost Christmas. So let's mix it all together. Just listen. It's your girl, Samba.
Here
Here comes menopause, perimenopause, right down menopause lane. You'll have to give but forgot what it is, better unwrap it again. And now you're sweating, it's upsetting, temperature doesn't seem right. You had no clue this would happen to you, perimenopause comes tonight. You call the doctor's office, you ask him what you should do.
Tell me what to do!
He says it's all just normal, oh yeah, he's gaslighting you.
You're a man, what do you know?
You say your skin is blotchy, your mood is crotchety too. He says it's all just normal, oh yeah, he's gaslighting you.
Bring it down.
You better watch out, hormones aren't fun. You're gonna feel like stabbing someone.
Yeah.
Perimenopause now is coming to town.
Hey!
She's making a list, she checks it a lot, and still she forgets cause her memory's shot. Perimenopause is coming to town. She's having trouble sleeping, she's constantly awake. And her doctor said eat more protein, she may punch him in the face. Oh, you better watch out, cause suddenly every 12 minutes you may have to pee. Perimenopause is coming to town. No one told you perimenopause. Your hair start thinning to perimenopause. You're trying to fight all of Mother Nature's laws, bought this to stimulate your follicles. Menopause, how much did that cost?
Don't worry, it's on sale.
Oh, HRT, oh, HRT, hormone replacement therapy. Oh, HRT, oh, HRT.
It's really HRT. Welcome back to Unclouded. Yes, today we're talking about menopause. Yes, we're talking about menopause. Menopause is not just a medical stage. It's a season of change. You know, like we have Christmas, like we have Easter period, like we have all kind of periods. It's like that. It's a season. It's a season of change in the body, in the mind, and in the heart also. And how a man respond to it. It can either strengthen the relationship or break it silently. So we need to talk about this. My brothers, you need to learn about this. It's not as easy as you think it is. And I'm sure some of you don't even know about it at all. Yes, I'm sure some of you don't know. You don't know about menopause. So tonight, we're going to learn. Okay? Let's learn. Let's feel. And let us grow together. It helps. This is not about blame. It's about understanding. And don't forget, I'm your host, Samba. But I'm not a therapist. No, I'm not. Don't forget that. So you know what? Let's first talk about what menopause really means. Menopause isn't just when the period stops. No, it's not when our period stops. It's when our body begins to adjust to a new balance. Hormones shift, like night shift. Emotion swings. Energy changes. Some women feel hot flashes. Their mood would change. Some will hardly sleep. And others, they feel like they are losing control of who they used to be. And my brothers, this isn't about she being difficult. No, it's not. It's just our body is going into a different mode. It's like a transition. And it's not by choice. No. You don't get to choose how you feel when you hit that menopause. It's by nature. It's natural. When it comes, it comes. So when your woman is quiet, irritable, or emotional, it's not always about you. No. Sometimes she's just trying to understand herself again. She's just trying to figure it out. You know, it's like having a child for the first time. You try to figure out how to feed the child, how to nurse the child, you know, what to give the child, how to, you know, put things together. How to manage your home. That's how it feels like. And you guys out there, do you try to understand what she's going through? I'm not asking you to fix it, but do you understand? Because there are so many things you can't fix. But that woman just needs you to understand how she's feeling. What she's going through. Just understand. The music I'm playing today is quite funny. And I think my engineer is asking, he's really like, where do you get all the songs from? The first one sounds like Christmas and I love it. So before we go to the emotional storm of menopause, let's play another one. Let's rock it. Yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Samba. That music sounds like how some women feel when they hit menopause. The cry for help. But if you're not listening, you can't hear it. And how do they do that? When they're not just interested in anything. When they're kind of some kind of way that you don't even understand. You're like, what's wrong with this woman? She's changed. No, she's not changing. It's nature that is hitting her. And you know what? Menopause isn't just physical. It's emotional. Really, really emotional. Some women feel like they are losing their identity. It's so bad that they may not feel attractive anymore. And you know what they fear most at that point? Aging. And the worst part of it? Being replaced. Yes. You see, most of us, we want to grow old, you know, and do this and do that. But when it eats you, you wish you're younger. And that is when you will feel like you're of no use anymore. You feel like your husband don't find you attractive. And you know the most difficult part of it? You know, that river that have been flowing becomes dry. Do you understand me? If you don't get it, forget about it. Do you know what I mean by that river? You know, that river that flows, that feels slippery sometimes. Most times it should be slippery, you know. When it goes dry, that's another problem. And that is what our men don't understand. You know, the only thing they can tell you at that point, oh, you don't love me anymore. No, they didn't stop loving you. It's just their body. And there are a lot of ways to help. And if you're a woman listening to me, if you notice these things, please see your doctor. Let him explain to you what's going on with your body. And you as a man, if you're not emotionally sensitive, she begins to feel alone, even in love. So you need to be sensitive. If you don't know, find out about it. Read about it. Talk to your woman about it. Because some women don't even know. No, some of us don't know. And it's really bad now. You know, they used to say menopause start at the age of 50, 50 something. Now even a 30-year-old is hitting menopause. Yes. I don't know what's going on. I wish you know. And you know what, brothers? She doesn't really need you to fix her. She needs you to listen. Hold her. You need to reassure her that she's still beautiful. You need to let her know that she's still valued. And let her know that you still love her. Don't ever say to your woman, you've changed. No. All you have to say is, babe, I'm here. Yes. We'll do this together. And don't walk away. All you need to do is walk closer. Pay attention. Let her know she is still beautiful. Let her know you will choose her over and over again. Because at that point, a woman will feel threatened. Because she'll feel like, oh, I'm getting old. My man is going to find another person to replace me. And that shouldn't be the case. Check on your women. And let me ask you, brother, when was the last time you told her she's still beautiful? Not because of her look. Not when she finished dressing, she's going out, you say, oh, you look beautiful. No, when she doesn't have makeup, or the first time she wake up in the morning. When was the last time you told her she's beautiful? Not for the beauty at all. But because of her presence. We need to pay attention. My brothers, you need to pay attention. You see, most times these women, they just react some ways that you kind of look at her and say, what have I done? Did I say anything? Did I do anything wrong? It's just nature, it's not them. Menopause is another stage in life entirely. Entirely. Ha. God bless our women. Honestly. I don't know how you do it. One stage is when you start bleeding, you start having mood swing, you start behaving funny. Another stage is getting pregnant, going through 9 months of different kind of symptoms, and oh God, I don't even know what name to give you aside being a woman. All right. Ah, dear. This is really much. But then I'll like to reach out to my friend Judith from Dublin. She was the one that sent me this topic to treat today. And when I looked at it, I said, wow, it's really something to talk about. Because it's really affecting lots of relationships. And till now, they can't even figure out what exactly is going on. Trust me. And it's just menopause. Let's talk about the silent distance. You see, many relationships lose emotional intimacy during menopause. Yes, they do. And you know why? Because both sides stop talking. You should be able to talk to your man, how you feel, what you're going through. You should be able to talk to your doctors about it, so that you can make your man understand. And you brothers, you should be able to talk to your woman too. If you notice any changes, don't just pick your head on one side that, oh, she stopped loving me, or maybe I'm not interested anymore, or maybe she's not enjoying me anymore. No. Talk about it. Because most of the time she feels misunderstood. And the men, they feel rejected. And what happened in that silence? The love begins to fade away. Little by little, until it's all gone. And let me talk to you men. During this period, your patience will be tested. She might snap at any small thing, and I mean it. Any small thing. She can even say, oh, the way you're crying, carrying that cup is not good. She might tell you, oh, the way you're drinking water is too loud. It will be that bad. And sometimes she might cry suddenly. Not because she's sad. She will just cry. And you find yourself asking her, why are you crying? And she'll tell you, I don't know. And that is the honest truth. You cry without knowing why you're crying. And in that storm, she'll be attacking you. And she'll be fighting herself at the same time. But no, she's not attacking you. It's just nature. And your role isn't to win an argument in that period of time. You don't want to, because you're not going to win. All you have to do is just win her heart again. Every day. Tell her it's going to be okay. Reassure her that everything will be fine. Love her more than you used to love her. That is the time to show her that you care. You need to help. That is not the time to give distance. But it's okay to give space. Because space heals. But distance will disconnect both of you. And that is not what you need at that time. No, it's not. Before we talk about that intimacy shift, let's go on a short break and listen to another funny song about menopause. It's your girl, Samba.
Your booty will turn flat. So what you think of that? So you're perimenopausal. You feel crap and you look awful. When once you were insightful, you're just angry, hot, and spiteful. You feel sweaty, thready, twitchy. Everything is dry and itchy. And your hair is so much finer, don't even mention your... It's such a slog. All the brain fog. Can't find my glasses, phone, or broom. Why am I even in this room? I'm so tired but I can't sleep. I'm so hormonal I could weep. But a little birdie told me, don't put up with all this heat. Oh no, not I. I will survive. With Dr. Vegan's perimenofriend, I know I'll stay alive. I nearly killed my other half, but now I found another path. I will survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
Hey, fam. Welcome back to Uncluttered. Now, let's talk about the intimacy shift. This one is one of the most sensitive parts. Because during menopause, our libido may change. Sometimes it drops, and sometimes it shifts emotionally. And you know what, brothers? Don't take it as rejection. She's not rejecting you. She's not saying no to you. Her body is just saying pause. Touch her gently. Love her with patience. No pressure. No. Because that will really irritate her. It's not like she got tired of you. It's not like she's seen someone else. It's just that stubborn thing called menopause. It hits you like a tsunami. And it's not that easy. And for some women, it takes time for you to know. And I think some of the symptoms is irregular periods. Yes. Mood swing. Feeling warm when everybody is feeling cold. Those kind of hot flashes you have. When you get there, you will know. And I'll tell you something. Real intimacy during this time isn't about sex. It's about closeness. It's about shared laughter. It's about making her comfortable. That warmth, you know. She wants to feel emotionally safe before she can feel physically connected again. Oh, Koraku, menopause. But you go to pepper, I'm like, say, you put pepper inside a wound. Uncle, that is not the time to just, you know, just want to go straight to the point. No, you need to beat around the bush. And if you don't understand, now you sabi. Don't go straight to the point. Beat around the bush. Not that you just connect with her body like you just plug charger for wall. No. You connect with her heart first. Be gentle. Be kind. Be loving. Let's talk about the fear men don't say. Many women fear that menopause will make them less desirable. Yes. Because when the river is dry and the connection is not connecting, you know, the woman will feel like, my man is going to go find another person. I hope I'm safe with that word. I don't want my boss to come and write me long letter. Me only shall I can't explain. When the river is dry, it's not flowing. You can't get water to drink now. You know what I mean. And that is when my dad will feel, say, hey, bikili, bikili, arugbo chegbi sita ni o so. Then she will feel like, oh, I'm in trouble. What am I going to do? And you know the sad thing about it? It's so annoying because some men's reaction reinforce that fear in every woman who is going through menopause. They start to look outside like say they lost something. Rather for them to lean in, they will start doing cho-cho-cho-cho-cho-cho-cho-cho like ego. Bros, this is the season to reassure, not retreat. This is the time you surrender all your love, all your care, and not retreat. Let her know she's still your queen. Touch her hand in public. And remind her, beauty doesn't fade. It transforms. Because that is exactly what they need. Because for you men, we will not know they stay inside trouser. That is the time you fly out. Because she's not giving you, she becomes non-attractive. She becomes a wicked woman. You need to watch, you need to listen, you need to pay attention. A woman that doesn't refuse before, when she starts refusing, bro, use your brain. Try to figure out what is going on. Because the first thing you think, oh, she's tired of me. Some of you think, oh, she's cheating on me. And some of you think, ah, is something wrong with me? Why is this woman rejecting me? No, she's not the one rejecting you. It's the menopause. Learn to take care of her at that period because she needs you. And most of you men, you get confused, you know, too much. I mean, let's be honest with each other. You get really confused during this phase. Because you kind of wonder, why is she different? Why does she pull away? Why is she moody? Why can't you find out? If you're confused, find out. Ask questions. Talk. When we tell you that, you know, having a conversation in relationship is very, very important. Communication is very, very important. Love is not enough. I love you, I love you, I love you is not enough. You need to communicate. Ask questions. Yes, it's okay to be frustrated. Yeah, it's frustrating. To start, you know, living with a woman that used to be lively and suddenly she's moody, she pulls away, you know, you touch her, she says, oh, no, don't touch me. It's okay to feel frustrated, but don't take frustration to silence. Ask questions. Learn. And most importantly, be patient. Menopause isn't the end. No, it's not. It's a new chapter. that can teach both of you how to love each other more. It will teach both of you what love really means. You need to be there for each other through thick and thin. Most of you people, you just go into marriage because, oh, I love him, he loves me. Epele, Mr. and Mrs. Love. There is more to it. In that love journey, in that love story, there is more to it. Lot of stages. It's like going on a journey. You get some places that you get bumps. You get some places that you will see some people that have accidents. You get to some places that you will see some people that decide to park, you know, by the roadside and party. In that same journey, you get to a place that you're going to be thirsty. In that same journey, you get to a place that you say, oh, I'm tired of going on this journey. I don't want to go to Abuja again. Let me go to Lokoja. No, Lokoja is even near. Some of you men, you will go to Ibadan. Abi Epe. Just because you're tired being on that journey with that person. So, my brother, are you reacting from confusion or responding from compassion? Because if you're confused, it's very easy. Ask questions. Ask. How do you heal together? You tell me. But while you're thinking about it, it's your girl, Samba. Let's go on another short break.
Why did I cut my hair?
Here comes menopause. I love menopause.
Is it hot in here or is it me? Oh, don't answer that.
Here comes menopause. Here comes menopause. Right down menopause lane. With the blankets, down with the blankets, hot flashes night and day. Who's the stranger screaming at me, standing in my house? No one ever told me PMS meant punish my spouse.
Here comes menopause, I love menopause. Here comes menopause, whoopee, menopause.
It's hormonal, not eternal, it's the change of life. Spare me all your medical bull, just give me back my wife. She's plucking, shaving, waxing like she's never done before. I'm sharing all her Prozac now, cause life's just one big bore.
Here comes menopause, Kegel exercise. Here comes menopause, keep my pantyhose.
Why is menopause not called women pause? Hey, it's not our fault. She wants a back rub, I need whiskey, we're like sugar and salt. They say someday she'll be back just like she was before. But sex has long gone out the window, old age is at the door.
Here comes menopause, I love menopause. Here comes menopause, whoopee, menopause.
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, right down menopause lane. With the blankets, down with the blankets, hot flashes night and day. Who's this stranger screaming at me, standing in my house? No one ever told me PMS meant punish my spouse.
Here comes menopause, I love menopause. Here comes menopause, I love menopause.
I'll come back as a man next time.
Here comes menopause, I love menopause.
I hate the taste of soy milk.
Hey fam, I'm sure you can hear that. I always tell you when I have my program, I'm going to play songs that are quite similar to my topic. And listening to that, and I just learned something. Some women, they see themselves differently. That's another symptom of menopause. Nobody's going to tell them they are fat. They are going to be telling themselves that they are fat. Things they used to like, they love to eat, will start irritating them. So is the man too. Oh my days. It's so, I don't know how to explain this. And, you know, to all you women out there going through this, just hold on tight. You'll be fine. Talk to your men about it. Let them understand how you feel. And let them understand what you're going through. It's okay to talk to your doctors and ask for what can help. Let's talk about the healing together. You know, you need to help your women heal through this period. And what it does is it helps the love that you would have, you know, to grow. It helps the love to mature. Because menopause increase, oh. Wallahi. Menopause increase. For you that are going through it, you can understand what I'm saying. Because menopause can either divide you or deepen your bond. Menopause is that powerful. It can either divide you or deepen your bond. If both of you choose grace, it will become a season of discovery, not destruction. If you don't cook together, start cooking together. Take a walk together. Pray together, if that applies to you. Make her laugh again. If your joke is dry, don't make her laugh. Oh. Just put one comedy show. Because she will get moody. You say you're not funny. And that will get you upset too. Just look for something that will help her. But most importantly, remind her that she's not alone. And neither are you. And reminding her that she's not alone is not a word of mouth. You need to show it. In every small ways you can, you need to show it. You need to reassure her that she's beautiful. You need to find the remedy together. You need to say, okay, babe, should we try this? Can we do this? Because during this period, she needs to be stimulated before intimacy. And you need to, you will try harder. You know, before you can drink coconut water, you're going to need to break the coconut now. I'll be a lie. Yes. Because it's that hard. Before you can get that stream of water back, it will be hard. And it's not their fault. Some of them, they won't be in the mood for it. And yeah, some of them, oh, let me tell you a secret. Some of them, now that time, the thing they high. Now you go tire. Oh. Yes. Some of them are like that. It varies. Some menopause goes, some don't. Some get better, some don't. And some get better and get worse, get better and get worse. So it depends. So let me ask you, my brother, in what small way can you show our love this week, even if she seems distant? Do something special for her. Sometimes just tell her to lie down, relax, massage her leg. Now, before we finish on this unclouded tonight, let's go to the real voices. I'm gonna read this. Yeah, said I didn't understand why she was always tired. That's from Chika. I didn't understand why she was always tired. I thought she stopped loving me. I was wrong. Yes. Yeah, sometimes they just go quiet. And you'd be asking them, what's wrong, what's wrong? You would never get any answer. Another person said, I used to cry alone because I didn't recognize myself anymore. Oh, sorry, love. When he started holding me again without judgment, I began to heal. Yeah. Another one said, menopause tested us, but it's also taught us what unconditional love really means. Yes, that's good. So you see, there are a lot of people that are going through this. And if you don't understand, ask questions. As a woman, if you don't understand how you're feeling, go to your GP. Talk to your husband about it. It's not like he doesn't understand you. No, make him understand you. Okay? So, men, let's talk to you before we go. To you men, to you my brothers, love isn't proven by how you handle the easy moments, yes. It's proven by how you love through the hard times. Menopause doesn't make her less of a woman. No, it doesn't. It makes her more human, more layered, and more in need of understanding. So let your love be patient. Let your words be gentle. And let your presence be consistent, because they will need it at that period. They need it. Because when our world changes, your steadiness becomes her peace. This is Unclouded. Where we see men, we hear the women, and we build understanding between both. I'll be back here again next week. Before then, stay blessed this week. Love yourself. Keep calm. And it's my birthday. All right, lovelies. We'll be here again next Sunday. So if you want me to treat any topic that interests you, please text me on WhatsApp. 0744-881-1570. Okay, I gotta go. It's your girl, Samba.
They say I'm strong, 'cause I smile through storms. Keep my head high when everything's falling apart. But they don't see the nights I sit in the dark, whispering to myself, you can't break now. They clap for my strength, but no one asks if I'm tired of holding it all together. Sometimes strength isn't standing tall, it's falling apart quietly. and still getting up the next morning. 'Cause even strong women cry too. When no one's watching, when the lights fade through, we break in silence, and that's how we heal. Tears don't mean weakness, they're proof we still feel strong. Every drop says I'm still holding. Stand tall. They call it grace, they call it pride, but they don't see the war inside. I'm learning now it's not a sin to let the softness breathe again. The heart that bends, it won't divide. It just learns how to love and survive.
So
says beauty is pain, and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit